Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think it's on. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Sit down, Thomas. You got to talk into your mic. Try not to swear. You are? On my knee, yeah. Well, the setup we've got.
That's all right. It's not going to fall this way because my knee's propping it up.
Turn mine down. They're blowing my eardrum.
What were you? What, you said you couldn't hear us. Can you hear us now?
Yeah, it's strange.
Funny, right. Isn't it?
Shall we have a go?
We're podcasting, everybody.
Well, it is on.
Fuck me, we're all in a
did you bring, did you have you made any show notes, Ed?
Well, what I've done is I was going to play heads or tails, but I haven't got a coin, so you tell me left or right.
Left.
Left, you've won.
Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Ho.
Good, isn't it?
This is the intro for your videos. Your new intro, actually. Is it out yet?
Finally on.
If it's 6:30, it'll be out soon.
48 minutes since out.
Do you want yours as well? Because yours is on there.
Minutes.
Quite looking forward to mine now.
He's an expert podcaster.
Tell you what,
this is your.
I tell you what, you put that coffee down on the table a bit harder, eh?
I nearly blew my.
This is your dream occupation, I reckon, Ed. You're so happy with
podcasting.
Your little control panel.
Well, I've pre-added a few things. You told me to learn how to use it, so I have.
I can see it's gone well.
Right, well, this was your idea, so where are we starting?
I still haven't got a name. It would have been a good thing to probably introduce the podcast with a name, but we don't have a name. So, hi.
Any ideas, Tommy?
Just bored already of this.
What? Why? Do you not think it's mint? You can hear yourself with headphones and that.
Been with you both all day, and now we're saying.
Why don't we start there, then? What we've been riding all day.
Yeah, what?
Tell us about it. What have you? Well,
that was all for you.
Ed's chirped up a little bit now, but the start of the day, I come wanted to use Billy for views before he went to Spain because he's used me enough, and I thought, well, make the most of it while he's here. We're doing enduro. He likes people or people like him that do enduro. So I've just come over, got more of my stuff, loaded up my bike, set myself up. Really looking forward to today. Get here.
No. You've skipped a few stages. What about when you're tried to re-sticker your whole bike with your backyard design stickers.
Yeah.
And it went wrong.
And it didn't go wrong. I had to put the stickers on well. And they just didn't look good.
because what? Because you designed them?
I sort of had an input in the design, yeah.
Did you do that yourself from start to finish?
I sort of wanted to go for the simple look.
He'd been taking inspiration from Cole Sealy.
How long did that take you to design?
If I'd have took inspiration from him, to be fair, that it looked a lot better because at least his bikes actually look.
It was dog shit. If you haven't seen it,
no, I don't think it was that bad. You
sort of come around and you put ideas into my head like always, and then that just tops me over. But I was already going to get grief for putting the stickers on because Dave told me not to, and then I'd done it, and it just wasn't worth it. Like, it wasn't worth the grief I was going to get.
But the long and short of it is, you put your team graphics back on.
But one side panel was still missing, so I'm sure I'll hear about that.
Oh, well, started the podcast off with a negative. That's
there we go.
Well, you've been negative all day.
I don't think I have, actually.
Billy?
What have I possibly been negative about? No, get involved. Now's your chance to get involved. You've been saying all day, oh, I'm not getting involved. Come on. Spit it out.
Has he been his usual self, or has he been a bit negative?
You weren't as helpful to Thomas as I would have probably expected you to be, but I guess it's just because you're trying to get him to take responsibility for himself.
I know the reason behind it. He's vlogged loads lately. He's been filming me, and that's been shit. Then I changed my America video, and then he wanted to punch me in the face. And that is a big argument, big fallout. You've come back. You've took him up to get a van. Then he's filmed something, a tyre change, and it's all just he's got overwhelmed. And then I've come today and says, right, get your camera out. We're having it. And he's just
No, you didn't. You didn't tell me to get mine out.
Yeah, because it wasn't worth even bringing up. I just knew it wasn't worth the question.
You've managed to get enough content for a video, have you not?
Well, yeah, but the majority of it's probably going to be unusable because the camera just adjusts itself.
We're trying to teach Tommy how to use manual on a camera because auto is not very good, but honestly, you're better off just leaving him in auto, aren't you?
No, it was a zoom. I crashed and the camera zoomed in and then...
It crashed and he didn't even realise the microphone came off.
He's right.
He stood on his microphone.
He's riding around the track with a full harness around his neck.
Do you not think a GoPro might have been a worthwhile to bring out the bag to do?
Just no one guided me today. I was just left to my own defences.
He's not sponsored by GoPro yet. None of you are. You're putting out content and videos and you keep texting the poor bloke and he won't he won't give you nothing.
I pounded him this week.
He likes me. I'm getting one. He said, I'm sick of Thomas texting.
No, he's done the same thing as me. He's obviously said, like, yeah, I'll sort you one out, and just thinks, and just basically wanted to say, look, leave me alone. You would have had one by now if I wanted you to have one, sort of thing.
Yeah, to be fair, he's... Well, you owe me one anyway, because you lost mine.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to get that back, really, are you?
It's the end of that. Well, what about you, William?
Well, I just got dragged here today because Thomas... Oh, fucking hell. We haven't actually addressed the fact that we're actually podcasting on a plank of wood that's propped up on top of a bin.
Yeah, for anyone that's listening to this and not watching
this
it on YouTube...
This is our first goal, before anyone's too critical. We thought we'd go for the ghetto effect just to see what the kind of feedback was, if this was going to be something we pursue. Which
I
hope it is,
because
yeah, we're all sat really close together because
the headphone line's
too small.
We need some upgrade the headphones. Well, we need to see if anyone wants to listen, because I dropped $1,000 on this podcast kit.
Yeah, but that was because Rope Access give you it.
Yeah, and I'd rather have took it home.
Well, you didn't win the challenge, yeah. So it would have gone to Stan.
It would have gone to Thomas. Stop knocking it.
Do you think they'll have seen that video by the time this is out?
Hopefully. If you haven't, there's a... anyway, basically, I decided a podcast would be a good thing for us to do, and we got some sponsorship from prize money put up on a video, the tyre change video, which is on my channel, which is a very good watch.
Is that what's just come out now?
No, it's the next one. The one out now is when we pick the van. But anyway...
You've got content for days.
Yeah, that's why I was over it, because within 3 days of him being back here, we filmed 3 videos.
And then I'm just left.
And then you're there going, can you change the end of my video?
You've been here, you've had it for 3 months and you haven't brought any thoughts to the idea to the table yourself.
He's been here, he goes, let's do another video at the track, riding around my track.
Twat. What else am I meant to do?
Yeah, no, to be fair. Your K-Tech one was quite good.
I keep saying, let's go to Wales, and you say, look down.
Well, I don't think you can go to Wales, can you?
Yeah, I'm an elite athlete.
I'm not.
True.
Let's silence that.
I have no idea where we're up to. Anyway, Tommy dragged us here. I sensed there was a bit of animosity in the air from arrival.
Yeah, when I pulled up at the house, I knew so. I've been pointed out to get closer to my mind.
Well, you can lift it up. You can lift it up. Yeah, do you want me to help you?
Just got like the death stare and a point.
There you go.
Well, that's better. Yeah, when I turned up at the house, I knew something was up. I just wasn't the same bright spark he normally is. He's quite happy. But obviously, because Billy's been back now, when I come over.
I was washing my van and it was 2 o'clock and you turned up and said, let's start vlogging.
That's what normally happens. I knew it. I was just I got off to a bad start anyway.
I left you to it. I was fixing the jet wash.
Yeah, moving on.
What's in the pipeline?
On my vlogs?
Yes, what's coming up next?
Well, we've actually got one pre-filmed in the bank that you won't release.
I was going to say, I've kind of set you up.
Can
here.
You stop moving the table as well? Because all I can hear is banging.
So we've got the two-stroke. Let's try and clear this up a bit. I feel like we're all mumbling on the camera. So I've got a two-stroke that I'm doing. I dropped it off at Rob Walters, Doc Wob. Goes by a few different names. But it's down there now, getting rebuilt. So we filmed the start of it, and that's my next vlog. But I would like other ideas. I just feel I'm a bit stuck for ideas at the minute, which is a shame, really.
Well, I think you should release that now, but you obviously don't want to. But I think you should get that out.
Yeah, can do.
I'll wait until we get off this podcast and they're going, no, don't do that yet.
Well, when you get something in your head, there's no convincing you unless you start going mad at me.
Well, what do you mean? There's a pre-filmed content that you could put out about your two-stroke and then everyone will get on board with it. And you've asked in the end of the video if any sponsors want to get involved with giving you any parts for it. There's no point in doing that when it's already built.
No, but if I do the first one now, by the time it's done, it's probably 3 months. People are forget I've even got a two-stroke. And nothing actually happens in the first one to get them excited.
You did a burnout on the back of your truck.
Yeah, I know. That's the best bit, really. Even that, not so that doesn't look that impressive.
Oh, yeah, you're really selling yourself. It's actually, I think it's actually quite good.
I've not seen it.
You have?
Over FaceTime.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Tommy has to check all of his over FaceTime. Billy, you just sort of let us go with it, don't you?
A twist yet.
Do you? Well, you just let him just throw one out there.
He watches it back. And
I'll
then
watch it, and if there's
exactly
anything. Yeah,
no,
but
same.
I don't come with a.
There's not many. There's never really much changes. Only if you start talking about SAG.
Oh, here I go. No, I like to keep my technical discussions private.
My ears are hurting on these fucking phones.
Stop moaning. We're trying to get turn your volume down a bit.
Do you want me to turn it down a bit?
I like it.
Is that better?
Hello?
Bam!
So. Mine's a bit better, yeah, now.
Is it?
Come on then, tell us something interesting, Thomas.
Have you ever listened to a podcast, Thomas?
Yeah. Podcast.
He's been on one. He went on the Paul from X one and talked about.
I've been on Paul from X. I've been on MX Vice. Yeah, I've actually got to do a sort of podcast tonight after this one, proper one.
What one?
Not sure of it.
That's proper then.
Dirt Hub, isn't it?
Dirt Hub.
Yeah, Dirt Hub. They're better than us. We're proper shit at this.
No, but I think ours has definitely got potential, but that wasn't my question. Have you ever listened to a podcast?
Yeah.
Who's? What?
I've listened to a Pulp MX one before. I'm not really a podcast sort of person.
You wasn't a YouTube person either.
I still
but
don't watch YouTubes.
We know.
I'm logged into your YouTube and I can click watch history and all I can see is
Peppa Pig
and 8 hours of a roaring log fire.
Oh yeah, the missus keeps putting it on TV.
Continuous 8 hours roaring log fire.
Yeah, yeah, the fuck knows why she does that. Got a log fire underneath the fucking TV.
Oh dear me.
Yeah, but I don't watch YouTube. I don't watch. Yeah, I'm not a YouTuber. I just sort of do nothing. Just watch Emmerdale or something.
Do you? Is that because you know Kelvin?
No, he's not on it no more. I don't know. I've watched some YouTube now. I watched some this morning of Sam Jones, the mountain bike rider.
Sam? Or Matt? Or you?
Sister brother.
Jono. Oh, do you mean Sam Pilgrim?
Yeah, Sam Pilgrim. I've watched both of them, to be fair, over time, trying to get tips on my one.
Is that where you pick up all of your inspiration for your videos?
Yeah, but what I found out is I think it's easier for mountain bikers to create content than it is for motorbike riders because
there's a lot less goes into it.
Yeah, and also the risk versus reward. They can go, well, I'm going to backflip a tree, and you go, that'd be good. And then you go, this is quite good. And then he crashes, and he goes, oh, that hurt. And you go, it looked like it hurt. And he'll go, we'll have a go next week. And you go, all right, fair play. Yeah, you're going back at it. And then if you sort of do that in motocross, you go like, yeah, we're going to do this. And you go like, oh, fuck, I'm done. Like, do you reckon that's the end of your career? You go, probably. Shall we YouTube the recovery? Try and have a comeback? Well, I don't know. See how we get on.
You have a valid point there.
I told you.
Yeah, I did, because I watched that other one,
I told you,
Jump
just
in the House.
Needed to wind
Brendan
up and
Fairclough.
Let him go.
Brendan Fairclough. Now I thought that was a good 10 minutes of my time.
He smashed the side of the house,
and
didn't
his missus fuming. Said, that's enough. And I just thought, that was good. But then, in my head, I got...
Was you thinking about jumping your house?
No, I thought of that Mike Metzger. He jumped a house back in the day. And I thought, if that went wrong, his missus wouldn't go, that's enough now. She'd just go, 999.
911, actually.
911. Air ambulance, please. If it wasn't already on site. Like, he hasn't got an air ambulance parked up, ready to go. If you see a motocrosser try and jump the house, there's the whole medical crew waiting for him. That's the difference between... And that's why you can create content on a mountain bike far easier.
It's a shame you're not very good on a mountain bike, then.
Useless on one.
That was brilliant. I told you, we just need to wind him up and let him go.
Let him go, yeah. Maybe we're on a Friday night after.
Any other subjects you can get?
No, it's just on YouTube, and I've just thought.
So the main YouTubers you've come across is Sam Jones, who actually you mean Sam Pilgrim and all the mountain bikers. Is that all you've watched?
Yes, as far as I've got.
And what do you think?
I just think good. Like, easier to make content than it is on motocross bike, though.
Yeah, to be fair, you lot do have a lot of sponsors and industry people that you have to keep sweet. In the mountain bike game, it don't really seem like that.
The motorbike world's a lot more strict with its...
Yeah, Husky are on you, aren't they?
Guidelines. No, I'm in the good books always.
Even today, I thought, I'm riding this to get a few views and I could hurt myself. I thought, what's the point, really? What is the point?
Well, I said that to you before we started and you insisted that would be...
No, you've done enduro today, though, because you don't feel like that on your motocross bike.
No, not my motocross. No, I feel fine on that. Enduro, though, I just think this could go wrong really quick. Everything I'm doing, I've never done.
Yeah, but you're not too bad at it.
No, but it's a risk.
Risk versus reward.
Yeah, but you couldn't have done anything else to do. Your track's like a swamp.
So is yours.
Well, that's why I wasn't going to ride it. I was happy to just collect my bike and get on my way.
I rode up there and I went over the two obstacles and thought, fuck that.
It's dangerous when it's that wet, super enduro. That's why I was...
Did you go through the matrix?
Yeah.
Yeah, I rode behind you afterwards and there was a rut, like, so deep.
So that's why
did you get through it?
Going to Spain in the sea.
No, I fucked it off.
You didn't go all the way through them?
No, I just went over the first three and then thought that's too deep and too wet.
Did you do it?
I gave it a miss. I looked at the matrix. I had it all figured out last time. My last vlog, I think I talked about it, and they're bigger than I thought.
We got him all G'd up to do it, and the weather was all right, and then the bike wouldn't start.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I put two-stroke fuel in it.
Well, that's what... I don't think you did.
I don't think I did either. But I've been told I have that much, so I believe it myself.
Yeah, but there's no two-stroke fuel knocking about it.
No. Come on, next subject.
Come on, then, you select one.
Supercross.
Well, you're an expert after your latest video, American Part 2.
Yeah, your Supercross career. Quick summary, because we've had two videos of it already.
Yeah,
so you've
had 40 minutes of it.
You've got a few videos, just a couple of minutes.
People want more.
I'm not editing anymore. Fuck me, no.
No, I'm even bored of it now. I'm happy.
When I first come across the footage, I thought this would be a good idea, and then 48 hours later,
I put it off for months.
It was Ed wanted to do this before I even started doing YouTube.
I just said, nah. And then I'm glad I've done it now. I'm well happy. People, like me a bit now. They said, like, fair play.
He sent me a message last night with just a Vital MX link, and he said, look, we've made it. Because he'd made it
in the forum.
Yeah, he's in the forum.
I've got 7 comments on the post.
He's deep in the forum.
4 down thumbs, 2 up thumbs.
Oh, that's just a start.
Any what do they call it? Sort of publicity, good publicity.
Yeah, any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, I don't believe that, though. Not now.
Why not?
Gets on top of you, doesn't it?
I actually listened to the podcast you was on the other day, and they asked you a question about, do you get any negativity?
I was actually nice to Thomas.
You backed him up.
He won't bother listening, so he's never going to know how nice I was to him.
He backed you up, Tommy. He said...
And I said that...
Someone's slagging me off.
No, I just said... Well, they asked me if I get negative comments, and I said, I don't really get too many, and the ones I do, I don't really care, but I said... You used to get a lot of very, very negative comments, and I didn't really understand it. And especially once I started to hang out with you a bit more, and I thought them negative comments, so you have even less like truth behind them.
Oh, you was actually really nice.
Proper
about
nice
me,
to you, yeah. So, but you're not that you'd ever listen or give us any, you know.
No,
thanks.
I'm nice
for
to you as well. When I get like, if someone asks me about you.
No, you were actually you. Thomas was nice to me after Hawks, and I didn't do very good at it. And he said, no, he was actually quite fast.
Yeah, because you the week
was a bad weekend.
Couple of months before you had a better lap time than me.
That was
no,
a bad
only
weekend.
3 weeks before.
Yeah.
But yeah, you done awful, really. Because you were saying, oh, I might not qualify, and I just thought, silly man, you're going to qualify. And then comes in, how'd you get on? Oh, I didn't qualify.
Did you not qualify?
No, I got last pick.
Because of who he was.
Mm. Promoter's
choice. Basically.
They take 20 every round.
No, then the races I was actually not doing too bad. The first one before I crashed, I was 16th. And then the second one before I crashed, and then my bike got rode over by 200 people. I was 14th, I think. So the races were going better than qualifying.
A difficult race.
Qualifying took us by surprise. Everyone, free practice, you went straight from pre-practice to qualifying, and the track was nice for free practice. And then as soon as first lap of qualifying come, everyone just goes like headless chickens, and there's just no lines left on the track. And I just couldn't
Well, that's not your forte.
No, I did. I'd never been on a track, so like, it wasn't even rough. It was just had no lines at all in it. I just thought, what am I doing? And then I kept trying to follow people and like ride like them, and then I just couldn't do it. And then I managed to tag on to Ando for a whole lap. Stayed on his back. Oh, I thought, oh, that's got to be good enough.
We've got to change the battery in the camera.
The camera's dead.
And he pauses.
No, we're okay.
That was good, actually. That was pretty fitting that the camera died midway through the first. We're setting ourselves up for some big improvements. We can't get much worse, I don't think.
What, podcasting? This is a shambles.
The setup, the whole vibe. I think there's definite improvements aren't going to be too difficult to aspire towards.
No, some chairs would be nice.
Chairs and a table, longer aux cords, because my back is really starting to hurt. I'm leaning forward so much.
I'm trying to get under the. I'm so scared of knocking the table off the bin.
Let's
This was just last minute. We're just hold on. Basically to the reason that we're cramming this in now this evening, where no one can really be bothered to do it, is because I'm going away tonight for a few weeks, and we just wanted to try our new podcasting kit out. So that's why we're doing this now.
See if it worked.
To see if it works. Ed's going to learn how to make all sound and look good.
I've got sound effects. I can do that. I've learned that.
Give a run through your sound effects then.
Okay, come on then. This one's quite a fitting.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, done that one. Hang on. I just had this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Bolt. Yeah, Rockstar like Husqvarna.
It's from the other video.
Yeah, I like that one.
That was without any sounds. This was just a sonic noise.
It's a bit shit.
It is shit, yeah. And then this is for when you want to change subject. So just
press it and change subject.
Well, yeah. You can start talking about something different now.
Yeah, all right then.
Crack on.
Billy Bolt, you participated in the MX Nationals at Hawkstone Park.
We've done that.
No, we only touched on that.
Oh, God. Stop trying to put him down.
It's a bad weekend, Thomas.
No, but I want to know, like, how you found the motocross experience. Or let's even better, let's talk about the one 3 weeks before when you was
that was a good weekend. Let's talk about this weekend.
I wasn't there for that. It's just the Scottish one.
Yeah, we went
to
Havre.
No, it wasn't Scotland. It was Havre. Cumbria. It's for you southerners, it's near. It's coming.
Scotland. It's the Scottish Championship. They race in Havrig.
I don't think they do.
You do?
Oh, well, whatever it was. You two, one and two.
Yes.
No, not all the time. Out of the six races, what were your actual results?
I'm not entirely sure.
Six?
Second.
Yeah, we had three
second,
races a day.
Third. Yeah, practice and three races a day. 20-minute races, as well, weren't they?
Yeah, on Sunday we only got one lap practice, though.
Oh, that is correct. I can't remember my... I was second overall both days.
I think you were third overall the first day because someone got your prize money and you was upset.
No, I wasn't. I was third. I just pipped Ando. Me and Ando were level on points, I'm sure.
Oh.
Took his prize money, I think.
Up there, you actually rode really well. Got better as the weekend progressed. One race, you was hounding me.
Last race of the first day.
Yeah, and the first race, the second.
Yeah, yeah.
The second day, one of them, you got the fastest lap time of the race, and also.
Well, that was the last lap of the first
all
day.
All over me, and then I crashed. No, then you crashed.
That was the last lap of the last race of the first day was the one where I was on you for a while, and then I crashed. But that was the race I had the fastest lap time of the race.
Yeah,
you I was very happy.
Bloody fast in that one.
People were going crazy on Facebook.
Yeah, because I wasn't even going slow. Like, I was happy.
Yeah, the track just got that rough. I think when it gets to the point where it's like. So rough that you're not really going like flat out anymore. It starts to become like technical is when I feel like I can
manhandle the bike about.
Yes. Yeah, so
on your heels.
And it was good. But sadly, I was on him. I was pressuring him for probably two-thirds of it, and I took the
foot. Had you had a Tommy Sell training school before that?
No.
Well, he learned that speed all on his own?
Raw speed.
Well, he's following my lines.
Yeah, right.
You was?
Following them closely, though.
Well, you actually caught me up at one stage.
Is there any footage of this race?
To be fair,
there's footage
so
of my crash
ahead.
In that one race is about the only time. There's not too
I bet
much.
I haven't even seen the crash. I better know how you crash. just pushed the front.
Yeah, obviously.
Every crash, same way.
A front tuck.
Sag one.
Push, not a tuck. Push.
A push. What's the difference?
Tuck it goes in on you. Push it goes out.
Oh really?
Pushes through. Well, it's
tuck the front. It goes. It can only go one way to me.
Tuck it goes down tightly. If you push it, you're pushing it.
Oh yeah, you always
push it.
Yeah. Is that trying to carry too much speed?
Yeah, basically. I think yeah. When I start to get
not enough skill. Too much speed.
Similar to your enduro career.
Too much ambition more than anything. See? When I first started enduro, the speed I used to enter corners with and somehow stay on the bike, the G-forces going through my bike and body must have been phenomenal. Like,
is that a plug for G-force Jarvis?
There definitely isn't. But there was no brakes involved.
Why? Because you come from trials.
I don't know.
They
just
have brakes.
Nah, they do. Like, trials.
You put your mic in front of your mouth.
But mate, I was just didn't really know what I was doing. I just wanted to.
That's better, yeah. You could just breathe down it as well. That'd be fucking spot on.
That'd be good. That'd be great for the audience. They'll love that. The listeners, if we have any listeners. How many listeners do you reckon we're going to get?
We're just in a garage fucking talking to ourselves.
No, but it's going to go out at some point, aren't they? Someone's going to be on the way somewhere with a nice Starbucks on the way to the, well, not the train.
I thought this was just for us now.
No, we're going to post it.
No.
Why do you think we're here?
What do you think? We're just recording a chat for ourselves.
No, like, and then we'll progress. At some point, we'll do like music breaks and stuff, like for the because.
Well, we'll probably wrap up the sponsorship deals and then all quit racing. You can quit racing.
Yeah, we'll just be full time content producers.
Yeah,
I am already.
You're busy.
It's full time, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Just like,
When you've had a full day at it and you've been at the track all day and you've done what you've done and then you think, what a full day. I then go and sit at a computer for hours.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how you do it. I hate that.
Well, yeah, I don't mind it, but...
No, but you're good at it.
Yeah, I find it a bit easy.
I don't like doing things that I'm not, like, that I struggle with. I find it difficult.
Is that why you don't do much else in your life other than
motocross? That's a solid point. You love motocross, but you don't really like a lot else, do you?
No.
What do you like other than motocross?
As you said, not a lot else.
No, you're quite... I don't know whether you like it, but you're not bad at like odd jobs. You like painting and plastering and fucking about.
I hate painting. I've just painted the gym. Oh, first time ever.
Well, you do all of that. You like.
Oh, I'm actually meant to be at home now painting the things. Painting.
Have you?
Should have been there. That was scheduled in tonight.
Oh.
I'm going to get right bollocking. No, I'm all right at just stuff. And I don't know, really. There's nothing I'm really out.
You'd liked e-biking at one point. You took that up, even though...
I'm back, he doesn't want to...
Yeah, he got cold because we got a puncture.
He told us how good he was for the 3 months I was in South Africa.
I'm actually all right at the jumps now. I just don't like rocks, roots. I don't like anything like trials-y. Where Ed again excels on that sort of section on a mountain bike. And I
can
just
imagine it's a competitive
day.
No, I just cruise on the e-bike. Otherwise, he'd just get upset.
No, it's not competitive at all. I praise him on his when he does something good.
I actually egged him on. He said, I can't jump that. And I said, no, you can. And then this was at Cannock. And then you jumped that big road gap.
Yeah. You're probably, I wouldn't say better.
I would.
I would say sort of...
No, I'd say better.
I wouldn't say better.
No, I would. I'd definitely say better.
No, I wouldn't say better. I'd just sort of say you're quietly confident. More confident on a mountain bike than I am, but I think that when I find out that I can do it, a lot of the stuff with how I am, once I do it, I'm very good at it, you know. But I don't have the confidence on the enduro or the mountain bike sort of scene. I'm a bit worried about getting hurt and having to sit out like, in a motocross race. So I thought, is this worth it? Sort of this double. Now I do it, and I just went, wow, you're better. You need to believe in yourself because you're amazing.
Wow. That's the motivational speech right there.
I'm touched.
Whereas Ed, sometimes I feel just
Ed's
commits.
Opposite.
Like, I'm the opposite, commit and just go all in.
He never used to. He used to be so scared of anything. And then all of a sudden, you woke up one day and you just committed to e-bike stuff. And
not scared
just
of a crash.
No, don't try that. Motocross bike, never committed to anything. Enduro now, you just want to crash, don't you, all the time.
He loves to crash.
Yeah, I'll just send it and see
what
happens.
You're so far off doing stuff sometimes, and you just go, bloody hell, he's gone for it. You're going for it, yeah.
But that's how you get better, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. But you obviously... You
my parts bill, I don't have a sponsor like you've had, but my parts bill is they're very expensive.
Big.
I snap quite
but
a few
Billy
things.
Seems to just go for it, but I guess you have faith in your ability as well on the enduro bike, don't you? Motocross bike, dangerous. Because you go for stuff you shouldn't.
Yeah, we go for it still, though.
A mountain bike, I suppose you go for it as well. Yeah, you're just a big sender.
I'm not too scared of the.
Nah, see, I'm a little.
You're a committer.
I commit.
I'm a little wussy bitch.
I'm a little.
A little bit. Yeah.
I've been telling you that for months.
Yeah, I just worried about. I've had that many injuries. Yeah, but you've hurt yourself a lot more than me. Yeah, you're still young. But once you ride for injuries and that, you just think, I could do without another one of them for the sake of this. You just plod on home again.
Yeah, Tommy, I'd hate to see your physio bill.
It's massive.
For your whole life. Imagine your whole career physio bill.
It doesn't pay off for them. Because every time I go, every time I go, he says, oh.
Just this week, or in the summer, I was going 3 times a week, and it's 60 quid a time, so it's all...
Well, 180, Tommy. 3 times 60.
3 times 60. 180. 60.
120.
50.
180.
180. Yeah. How'd you get there so quick?
And how many weeks did you go?
Fuck, it's all my life. I just carry on going.
So 180 a week times 15 years. We'll be here forever working that out.
Anyway, it wouldn't. I had a quick go at it, but then I was... It's just...
It's most past our pay grade.
No, it's not 180 a week. I think it's probably spiced up a bit. Sometimes it is when I've got. I was trying to do my shoulder. I hurt my shoulder a while ago.
You hurt your shoulder
before.
Yeah,
I don't think you meant. I've mentioned it. But that was massive. Fuck. Just spent so much.
Oh, dear.
You've had quite bad injuries, haven't you? Floppy foot and all that.
I've got a floppy foot. Works a little bit now. Oh, it's not quite in shot, and I've got stiff legs.
Oh, what's it called again? What you got now?
Got DOMS. Tommy didn't know what DOMS. You've been a professional athlete for 15 years and he's never come across the term DOMS.
No.
Delayed onset.
Never in your life
illness.
Have you come across that term.
Never, ever, ever. Till today. Delayed what? Onset.
Is it delayed onset muscle soreness?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
So my muscles ache.
Well, you can, but now you know the correct terminology for it. I've got significant DOMS. In my legs.
Sounds like you've got something wrong with you.
Like, I have.
You need to go to hospital. Are you right there?
Yeah, I'm just looking at them.
That looks nice.
Yeah, dinner. Someone sent me a photo of dinner and said, do you want some?
Who is it?
My mum.
Oh, I have some. Should go and do this from the house?
I told her to keep it in the oven.
Moving on swiftly. Do the button.
As if you remembered that, I'd forgot it. Well done, Tom.
You remembered it.
Most impressed.
I think this year podcast system's got some preloaded.
Ed, talk to me about what you know about it.
What do I know?
Yeah, like what do you know that you can talk to people about? Because you've obviously
give Kex a plug.
Travelled around, like you've travelled around the world. You've done bits. People, obviously, you was just a behind the scenes man, but now I feel like you're an up.
Well, that's the problem. The problem I've got is, I like you said earlier, I have a send at everything. My ambition outweighs my talent from hanging around with you lot, because I see you lot do it, make it look easy, and I think, yeah, I'll have a go at that, and then goes tits up. Really, yeah,
you're a trier nowadays, I will give you that. You didn't used to, you sort of... Enduro changed you, really. Well, motocross, you hate
it. I'm still not a massive. I like motocross. I like watching it, and I like supercross, but it's not for me.
No, that's what I mean. When there was you didn't have any enduro friends, you just plodded around the motocross track, and you're like, oh, no, I'm gonna sell my bike, and then you got a new bike, and you're like, oh,
trials and enduro is my cup of tea, sport. Social.
Now you've got like your enduro friend here. that's like. You in your element.
Well, yeah, but then he eggs you on. Buy this, spend that. Come here, do this. Race for maniacs. No, you didn't actually. That was Johnny.
That was Johnny.
Yeah, that was Johnny. That was the worst week.
Tell us
life.
About Romania. That would be a good. I'd fill in a good few minutes before we wrap things up.
Much about enduro, and most of your audience is probably going to be in obviously enduro.
What do you want? My experience of it or your experience?
Yeah, no, I don't need to talk about mine. We could go into depth.
So my experience of it was, you and Johnny both said that it's quite critical to qualify well. So I spent quite a lot of time attempting to make and ride and build a prologue, which actually worked out quite well, because in the times I was 8th, and then in the race I fell off and broke my... Well, I made it to the evening race, and then I finished 17th, which actually gave me quite a decent start on the first day. But then I think... I pissed it down the year I went, just non-stop. And I set off behind Taddy or Mario, I can't remember, because of the seed. And then, yeah, I thought, oh, this was all right. Got to the first checkpoint on the first day, about 4 hours in, and thought, yeah, this will be, this is not a walk in the park, but yeah, I could get on with this. And then another 9 hours later at 7 o'clock at night, after I'd left at 5 in the morning, I thought, what the fuck am I doing? And then another three or four days the same. And I've never been so cold in my life. I've never been so lost. It's for anyone that wants to do it, it's disgusting. It's the worst race ever. But it's also...
But he's going back this year.
Yeah, I'm winding on the idea.
In fairness, it was his first ever hard injury at all. You did the British British Championship, which doesn't really prepare you too well for British.
No, I was far
from prepared.
Not
quite the same. They were completely different format. Good, but not of the same kind of calibre. And...
You can't really train for that race, can you, though? And then the GPS...
You could train for it, but there's not a single thing anyone could ever tell you that, or say to you, that's going to prepare you for it. I don't believe it. It's just hell. Tommy's enjoying this enjoying conversation.
Yeah, Tommy's
he's been
on
his phone since the start.
Is that why you want me to talk, so that you can just text someone?
No, just so I find it interesting.
I think you should do the first British Extreme race on your bike.
Oh, I need to set my bike up better.
Yeah, well, we can set it up, but I generally think you should do it.
I need to get, I don't know what I need to do with the suspension. Someone do enduro settings on it.
Yeah, it needs...
Take it to your man.
It's just the balance of it. It's way off compared to my race bike. I'd rather ride my motocross bike around the enduro sections. At least it sits right.
I think we need to get your fan kit for your bike.
Yeah, fan is definitely your first aid.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone watching or listening, because does them, and can give me one. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Give you some more
you
free
might have
stuff.
To sacrifice two massages this week to buy yourself a fan.
Give your newest not sponsor, but the people that have helped you out lately a shout out. I've got the hat on.
Master of Dirt.
That's the one.
Yeah, I've got a new board for my we didn't really
studio.
Plug that enough. I've got like a little studio down there now, so I'm not just looking at... Well, it sort of can be professional, but I just don't think I showed the true it in its true light today.
Well,
I'm not really sure. I came halfway through your vlogging performance today. I don't know how you started.
That was I didn't really do much before.
And that's what that he turned up at one-ish, and it took him till 2:30 to try and attempt to change them plastics.
No, you couldn't find a heat gun.
It was well, yeah, true. You do need a heat gun, but I'll give you the heat gun.
And I just took my time doing them. There's no rush. And then it was just a waste of time anyway. Wanted to only put them on there to get a picture and make it look good. It didn't look good, so... Didn't get the picture. But the studio's nice, and then I thought he was going to ask me to plug the other bloke who gave me a backpack.
Who gave me a backpack?
The Wales video, when you was away.
That was good when you were on there.
When we went to Wales, they sent him a U-Sui bag.
Yeah, I had a proper good day there.
Paul Bolton.
Ed was in such a good mood that day. Different experience.
No, Tommy was in such good mood that day, and I'm telling you now, if there wasn't a camera there, the dummy would have been out.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Generally enjoyed the day. That's where I want to go. We need to do a day there. This was...
Yeah, well, when Uncle Bill Dog gets back from Spain, the weather will be a bit better, and hopefully we can get...
You put so much effort into that vlog, because it was on his channel.
You did.
What?
You did, did you?
No.
He Ed thinks did. I did. All I did was wear a GoPro all day, and he did the same.
No, you filmed bits. To be fair, sometimes...
I film every day, just today, because you filmed three quarters of the vlog yourself.
Yeah, sometimes you don't need as much as you think to do a vlog, eh?
You've got about six videos on your channel, and I've filmed every 40, single one
I've probably got an hour's worth of footage today in this.
So how are you
going
to go through it and cut it up and give it to Ed to edit?
Oh, you want me to cut it?
Final Cut Pro, we told him last night. He asked.
I'll tell you what, that's what we can do. So I go through the footage, I cut the stuff I don't want him to use. Then if I give you that, then that shows, because everything I give you, use. Then that saves the process.
Yeah, no, because you sort of need the raw files.
Yeah.
But you could cut it up, and it's too technical to explain, but yeah. We'll have a go. We'll see.
Final
we'll
X Pro, I know.
Final X?
What is it?
Final Cut Pro.
I thought it was Final X Pro.
That's a porn site.
Is it?
Is it?
I don't know.
Don't think it is.
Right, well, what else, Bill?
I'm done.
Are you done?
It's been like an hour.
I don't actually know. 39 minutes.
That's a good effort. No, well, I would just as a test run, obviously. I'd kind of not forgot, but I'd been a bit busy packing and something for going away that I was going to come with some notes, but that hasn't obviously happened.
I think we need notes.
Notes would be better. And then podcasts, you need to finish with like quick fire questions or something like that. That would also have been good.
And have guests.
Yeah, we can do guests with this machine that builds well.
I bought one for the four-man job.
If we've got another person here with us, we can do four, and we can do phone-ins and all sorts.
So we've got the world is our oyster. We've got an array of potential. We can.
Who would you like to talk to?
Who's your dream guest?
Jake Nichols.
Why? What would you ask him?
Just if I can go ride his track.
Yeah, to be fair, he's got a good track.
Looks so good all the time. Every time I'm just look out the window and it's raining, and I just watch his story and I just go. Even the other day I was down at the teams and I thought, fucking no one's riding today. There is snow everywhere. And then Jake put a picture of his track and it was just amazing. And I thought, how's that happened? It's still good.
Are you fully banned for life? Do you
no, reckon? I'm actually going down, Dave said, and not.
Have you got a team test?
No, we're doing a shoot for Muckoff.
Oh, big plug that.
Well, not a big plug, just saying the truth.
What do they do?
Bike wash.
Do you use bike wash?
If I wash my bike, I'll use some.
Not very often, then.
Not very often, no.
No, actually, you're.
But they do mountain bike stuff, and I do. Well, I wanted some stuff for mountain bikes, really. I wanted a jacket and that, but they didn't send me a big guy. Put a massive order in and got like four things. Gutted. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to go change the jacket. well, we're going to go down in 2 weeks. So he does let me ride a track, to be fair, but it's miles for me, and it's just a hassle to go there, and he's busy working. So,
what's this wood called? MDF all over us.
Is it half six yet?
Ruined my fucking pants.
Your video's come out 4 minutes ago. Five. Shall I check if it's got any comments? We can answer a couple of them.
If they have commented already, then watch the video.
That's what we should have done when we started. We should have said, give some questions to do now. I've really not thought of this.
It's our first go. You've had some comments. Billy Papa, can I have your husky?
Yeah, no problem, mate.
Where's the jumper from?
Oh, I want that leopard skin awful thing. Look like Tiger King. What's mate out of it?
Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic.
Yeah, look gangster, didn't it?
I know.
It did.
You do wear some wild stuff, don't you?
I like my clothes.
Have you, we need to discuss some custom keks, collab keks. You did the unicorns before.
Yes, but they haven't mentioned keks really enough yet either. You can. Keks is currently the main sponsor until we get a better one.
Yeah, keks is the main sponsor of all YouTube videos that haven't got a sponsor.
We're pretty fucked without keks.
Yeah, we are. I'm double fucked. I've got nothing without keks. Track, no vlogs. No life.
We need to get them selling then, don't we? You was on about a Patreon page the other day as well.
That's right. I meant to say on your channel today whilst I was giving you some tuition that I do more tuitions on Patreon. But I think Patreon's in the works so we can continue to develop our expertise and equipment. And
what's Patreon?
Don't worry about it. Just say it's on its way.
Patreon.
Patreon.
Don't worry about it. Patron. We'll send you the link. Just swipe up.
Got smashed on Patron once in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did, honestly.
That was bad.
I see him at about, I don't know what time in the morning, head over a pizza box.
That was the morning, like way into the morning after.
Yes, couldn't stomach the pizza still at lunchtime.
The worst.
The one when you're on the toilet?
No, yeah, in the room. In the other room that you come into.
Yeah, he fell asleep on the toilet. Oh, no, that one.
Yeah, that was from the monster party.
You like falling asleep in bathrooms.
Where else did I fall asleep? In the shower. That was bad as well. That was monster party as well. that was a bad night.
And you hadn't even raced that day. You just got trolleyed.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. So it went send mode.
I wasn't actually in the room that weekend. I had a different room, but you was. No, it was you and Mel.
Thomas is... For the months before, weeks beforehand, I'll sort the room out. I've got a room sorted. Don't worry.
I did. I got charged for that room.
Oh, he booked it in the wrong hotel.
The first night, he books the one in the wrong hotel.
He did that before in a race.
Turns it back when we actually get to where the race is. Yeah, I've got the room sorted.
No, I did have a room at the Mark Chamberlain's hotel.
Which was not the hotel Ed was stopping at.
Oh, no, different one.
So then,
still good though. We done a night, didn't we?
That was a good weekend.
Yeah, and then
really good.
The only thing that was shit about that was the drive home, and you were spewing out both sides of the van.
Drive home was
all the way from Aston back home.
Oh god, that was bad. I just felt like death.
McDonald's stopover.
But anyway, in the Vegas one, we was just doing Patron at the Monster Party at Hard Rock Pool. That was probably one of the best ones we ever went to, wasn't it?
It was good. He's plugging Monster now as well.
No, that was just a good times.
I feel like Monster Parties, well, obviously no one's been to one for over a year, but they peaked, I think.
Yeah, Des Nations was shit, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
I mean, it was a laugh because it was just wild, but it's just they've just gone downhill.
Oh, that you nearly killed Sean Simpson.
I just know Sean
Simpson. You did that.
You dropped Sean on his head.
No, I said to him, don't jump on his, because I've got, I just had an operation, another operation on my leg, and I said, don't jump on his.
And he just moved out the way.
No, he didn't. He still tried to jump.
You moved.
No, I didn't. He still continued to attempt to jump on his, onto my shoulders, and obviously couldn't hold him, and he just fell off.
Yeah, they
nearly closed the party down.
They put all banners around him and everything.
It didn't look good at one stage.
Oh, I can't remember.
He was all right, though, the next day.
Yeah, he was fine. He lived.
But I'm not taking responsibility for that. That wasn't my fault.
You did. You come over and went, I've nearly caught Sean Simpson. That was your words. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, God.
There's actually a video of it. Dean Wilson sent it out.
Dean wasn't there, was he?
No, yeah, but
there's a surprise he had the video.
He had it. He was like, oh, my God, I've seen this. And I was like, yeah, bad. That was really bad.
Did you like the late little homage to Dean I put in the last American 2? Yeah.
Just the crash?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I told you to put that in.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Dean
you
goes
fell
down.
Out with me for trying to get you to put that in.
Well, no, I fell out with you because I'd had enough of editing it, but in the end, I put it in.
Yeah, no, and we all agreed it was better, eh, Billy?
Yeah,
this
I do
is
think
sore subject,
the final.
So don't upset
no, no, no.
The final. The
you
final
need to stop sitting on the fence.
Finished
Bill.
Version. I did think, actually, when I was just debating to do a podcast the other day, there's going to be a lot of the time someone's going to be outnumbered here because it's going to be two against one quite
no,
often.
No, what happens so is it's always you sit on the fence, but then when it's me, you gang up on me. But and it's against Ed, you sit on the fence even when you know you're wrong because you don't want to upset him.
I'm not bothered. Just full ball. Let me
no, I do agree that the now well it's out now anyway, but the final version of America Part 2 is the best version.
I will agree, Tom. It is a better ending, but...
Yeah, I know you've done all the editing.
Yeah, the reason I was over it is I had 5 videos in the booth ready to just crack on with and then just to go back and do another that everyone tails off at the end anyway. No one really watches the end of your videos.
I've got, like, average view time of 12 minutes.
Oh, yo,
yeah, and that was 17 minutes. So what about the other bits at the end?
He doesn't. He's average view time. As we all know, it's about...
We're trying to slap me off.
No, one no, I'll 30. Give him. His average view time on the American ones is high.
Yeah, well, okay. We'll not go any further into detail.
Yeah, we'll stop there.
Yeah. So.
That's a sore subject.
Oh, dear.
On that note, I'm off.
Well, no, what's...
I think we should end it.
Well, yeah, we'll end it. But let's have a little wrap-up then. So you're going to Spain.
Hopefully,
when will we see you?
Hopefully if I can make it out of the country this evening. I don't really know. They're planning on actually doing Super Enduro in the beginning of April, so I'm going to get to work now.
Are you running number one plate?
No.
Just keep the 57.
I don't like... I've never been a fan.
How would that work if you ran the number one and Jarvis is number one?
Didn't do Super Enduro.
Yeah, but just... Yeah, but just run 57 is better.
Colton runs number one when he's been champion before. But I'm not a fan of the
number
one.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm not that. Not in Enduro.
57's my number, isn't it?
And there's so many different championships in what you do.
So, yeah, they're hopefully going to do a Super Enduro beginning of April, so I'm going to get to work. And I don't really know how long for, if the world's going to be back to normal, if I'm going to be allowed back in the UK. Don't really know what's going to happen. So
hopefully not, because then Ed will vlog me more.
He won't, because he's sick of me.
Stop, you was crying, saying, I need to get a video with Billy before he goes away.
Yeah, I did want to get that.
Billy's rode his new bike today, and his mechanic didn't want him to, and he's wrecked it.
I've dented my pipe, actually.
All for you.
Yeah, it's good. He owed it to me.
And I had to wash it myself because he's not here.
I'm fucking over this one.
What a great ending. Do you reckon, how many people do you reckon have made it this far? If you've made it this far, we'll stop recording. Camera's got overheated.
One sec. Right, it's back on. Again.
Second back on. Camera malfunction.
Yeah, we need a camera that records longer.
I need one of them dad cams.
Yeah, just something to point and shoot. We'll get Tommy to buy it.
Come skin.
Not what you're having,
you
mate.
You haven't invested yet in any of it yet?
He has. Bought a camera, 700 quid.
Have you got Rode Wireless Go yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. I don't know what any of these things
we've
are.
I've told you for weeks to buy one.
Send me the link, I'll buy it.
Do that then.
We need headphones. Everyone has to bring their own headphones next week because I really need to start sitting
I
back
think we should just sign off.
Yeah, we are.
We're
that's
gonna,
what we're trying
we're
to do. We're
getting to the point, Thomas.
Okay. You got to go. You got something to do.
Pillock.
Just my back's aching. I'm sat on a stand. You've got a stool. You've got a chair. I've got a bike stand.
It's no different what I'm sat on.
A triangle one.
You're sat on a triangle stand.
I'm sat on a triangle bike stand.
No, right. I would do need to go because I've got to go load my fan up too.
Come
late
on,
to
wrap
speak.
Up then, Tom. So you're what? He's going to Spain.
What are you doing with your life in the next few weeks?
Don't do a lot. I'm back here tomorrow to ride my motocross bike. Doubt there'll be a vlog because I've over-vlogged it.
Yeah, you don't need to do any more. No. Around your tracks.
But I'm worried about who's going to watch me tomorrow. And sort of.
You've ruined Ed's. Yeah. You've took Ed's last little bit of tolerance for you.
No.
You were hoping he would pop up on his pit bike just to keep an eye on
Tuesday,
you.
You're about?
I'm about.
Normally I'd bring someone up so he don't have to sit and watch me ride around in circles around his track that he's seen me do 10,000 laps around. Then, but with the virus, you can't really bring...
I'll come up in the tractor and I'll put the heating on.
Yeah, that's
and cool. I'll listen to the second part of your other podcast.
So we'll listen to this back.
Well, no, I've listened to you enough today, moaning.
No, like edit it.
No, the other one, I can't, not another thing to edit. I'm just, these are just going out as they are every time, just raw. Have it.
You edit these as well, people edit them.
Well, what do you want me to take out? What have you said that you want me to take out?
I've just, no, like, when other people have got people on, like Pulp Mix, there's an editor in the corner.
Yeah, but they're doing live as well, though.
And they edit it before they go out.
They don't, because they film it live.
Well, we've got all the buttons ones. That we need.
They're all live.
No, oh, are they?
They're 5 well, hours no,
the
long.
Main,
who's
the main,
sit through
the
them
main
and
Monday
them?
Night one is. I'm an avid Pulp MX listener, to be fair.
Yeah, well, no wonder. You bought us a podcast
exactly,
kit. You obviously
yeah,
like podcasts.
Back. I do. I'm a big podcast fan.
I wonder what the intro is going to be to this.
Yeah, we need to edit. I thought Ed would have made one by now. He hasn't had garage.
Well, I don't have a name for the podcast.
Oh, shit. We really need a name for the podcast. I'm going to make an Instagram story now.
No name podcast?
No.
No namers?
Name suggestion. Well...
It's coming out on the end of the tire video. Oh, hang on, we've got to have a smile and a pause. Oh, he's doing a video.
Wait.
Right.
On that note...
I've got some more buttons.
Oh, you're going to press
one? Come on, let's get it over with.
We'll press it and then that'll be it. You choose, this one or this one?
Can I choose?
Yeah, go on, have a go. That one or that one? That was shit. Try the one above it.
Oi, that's a good ending.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.